Friday, and I was able to catch some of that online. Got the important details out to the public in news over the weekend anyway. And sounds like you've got another great lineup coming up in June. So thanks for coming in this morning.
We did have our launch on Friday. It went really well. I think Ryan had said that we kind of blew the charts as far as getting hits on our social media, which was what it was all about.
That's
to do a virtual.
That's a rough problem to have. It really is.
It was super fantastic. We had Ann Rayburn, who is one of our performing artists, did a shout out and kind of announced our lineup for us in a virtual manner that was super fun. It was adorable. She's fantastic. We can't wait to have her here. And then, of course, we had a few of our patrons and friends do the good old-fashioned drop-in for some prizes, food, games, and a lot of fun. And so, yeah, absolutely. Check out our lineup on okmmusic.org.
Tickets are available now, right?
Tickets are available. Proverbially speaking, they technically have had some glitches, and so they're working to iron those out. So the lineup is on the website for the community center. Patrons can certainly go there. Guests can certainly go there. Check it out. I hope that they will have it resolved by the end of today. We're a little bit behind, but that happens sometime with technology, and that's just, you just have to be patient.
That's the nice thing about technology is it works great when it works, and when it's not, it's really messed up.
That's true. And so, you know, we're very excited, though. We've had a lot of calls. A lot of folks dropped by the office already, ready to buy their tickets. And so, yes, those will be on sale hopefully any time now.
Well, and I hope I'm not putting you in a place you don't want to be. But, yeah, drop by the office, and you'll probably can buy your tickets that way in person and meet the staff, right?
Absolutely. And we welcome folks to do that, also to get involved and just see what we're doing and check us out. They can buy a new t-shirt. The t-shirts are pretty fabulous this season.
All right. Well, you've got 34 and a half years of experience to get the job done. So
that's true.
A couple of things to talk about, and I'm not sure which way you want to get. Let's at least introduce the Artist in Residence program, and then you brought one of your artists with you, right?
I did. We are excited. You would think, being a music organization, we might have thought to do this 34 years ago. But for the first time in OKM Music's history, we have a resident artist, and we are very excited. We feel that really meets our mission. Of course, our mission is to deliver high-quality music for all ages. It's also to enrich the community through music education, also for all ages. And so as a board, we sort of thought, why are we not able to have a resident artist, and in doing so, help really promote that artist, as well as have that artist really help us promote music education, singer songwriting, be able to sort of take that artist to a new level and have that artist help really enrich our community and take the music programming to a new level. So we think it's a win-win collaboration and partnership, and collaboration is what OKM is about all of this year. So we are very thrilled to introduce Brent Giddens as our resident artist. He is a Red Dirt Country singer, songwriter, fabulous, extraordinaire. Brent has become a good friend of OKM's. He is now also serving on the board in that capacity, and we have some really fun things in the work Brent hopes to do with his background in teaching, coaching. He hopes to do some workshops on songwriting for both students and hopefully adults. And then he has already helped us with the production and helping us get Phil Vassar here. So we are very thankful to him and his ideas, his contacts, his suggestions. And so we look forward to the next couple of years working with Brent, helping promote him, his music, hopefully recording, helping him record a new album, and getting that album on the air and out to customers.
Sounds great. Let's see. There have been two CDs that I can think of that have been produced under the name of what the organization was at the time, but this would be the first OKM branded album. That's great.
We hope. We'll see. We haven't finalized all the details, but we're definitely working with Brent to help make that happen.
Well, good morning,
and
Brent.
It would definitely be our first country album. Yeah.
Well, thanks for coming in, and welcome to the organization. You're in with some good people, I think.
Yeah, it's quite an honor. I never expected it, but I was glad I was able to help with the Phil Vassar thing. I have met him before a few years ago, and I was a teacher for 10 years in Morris, Oklahoma, and that was my kind of opening with him. Was he married a girl from Morris, Oklahoma. So
okay.
That's how I approached him.
Musical connections are made in all kinds of different ways.
Right.
Tell me, just Mary Lynn gave us a fantastic one-sentence introduction for us, but you have taught, you've done a few things in life.
I have done a lot of things in life. I've been a teacher for 22 years and kind of got into the music business late.
I was going to say, teaching and music business, I'll say at least at the university level that I went to, they were taught as two separate curricula. You may have overlapped a little bit in music theory or music history, but other than that, you kind of went down different paths real quickly.
Right. I was a basketball coach and social studies teacher for 20-something years, and kind of got into music just by accident, really, and then that kind of became, kind of took over that passion of coaching, which I used to have, and then once I started music, it wasn't near as important to me, so I'm thankful to OKM for giving me this opportunity and for me and my band to get to open for Phil Vassar's.
And it is the Brent Giddens band, but they all got your name.
Well, right, and nobody can pronounce my name. I feel like I was talking the other day, I need to switch my name to like Gomer. It's
okay.
More recognizable.
Golly.
Yeah.
You brought a guitar with you?
Yeah, I did.
And so I guess I should invite you to play something for us.
Sure. Wrote this not too long ago. I haven't released it yet, but about a girl from Bartlesville. So,
okay,
it's a good time to play it.
It is.
It's called "She Believes in Me." Western Kansas girl, I wasn't no
It's too bad you can't have fun. I'm sure there's a story there because you're telling the story along the way, but it sounds as though that's the way a lot of your music is going to go. It's going to be episodic. It's going to be a storytelling time, right?
Yeah, it's first song I ever wrote was, you know, a song about my daughters, and it kind of almost was like a therapy session for yourself. But it becomes addicting. Songwriting can be addicting, and
it can be,
and therapeutic too. So,
you're of course going to be opening up the festival with an outdoor concert in the parking lot of the community center.
I think so. Okay. I'm not.
He is going to be opening up inside for Phil Vassar, and so we are very excited. He will be inside the community center where it's air conditioned.
Even better acoustics too.
Absolutely. So he is doing the big time. We have Ann Rayburn who will be outside. We have Isaac McClung who will be outside. And we have the Arcadian Wild who will be outside. So we're really super excited about that. But we were thrilled when the opportunity presented itself and Phil was able to come that we could move Brent inside and have an opening act, and it sort of made sense. So that will happen on Saturday, June 8th at 7 p.m. in the Bartlesville Community Center. And you can get your tickets at the Community Center or you can visit the OKM office. Go to okmmusic.org. You can buy your tickets there or also at the BartlesvilleCommunityCenter.com website.
And Brent, did I understand things correctly that you're going to be doing some things throughout the week of the festival and maybe getting people interested in songwriting?
Sure. I don't know if it was that week of the festival.
We hope to actually have Brent doing it throughout the year.
Oh, even better.
And so, so right now kind of what we're working on is a collaboration and thinking about what that music educational program will look like for both youth and older kids as well as adults. And then we're also really trying to help get Brent out into a bigger market, both Texas, Kansas, Arkansas, Oklahoma. And so our staff right now has, in addition to working on a festival, we've been working really hard trying to find venues that maybe he hasn't performed at that we can get him out there. Brent obviously is a very talented musician and we want him to be playing his songs. He does a fantastic job. I can say that. My husband loves some of the music that he does as far as cover. But we're all huge fans of his actual music, and that's what our job is at OKM, is to really promote his music and get that out there.
Well, there's nothing wrong with covers per se. No. You look at, I don't care, you look at any band you want to look at. The Beatles' first album, they took a song from The Music Man, Until There Was You, and it was cut two or cut three on the second side of the album. Yeah. And so you pick up, cover somebody else's music, and make it your own.
Most of the time my band plays at the casinos, and it's kind of a rule where you have to play 80% cover music.
Yeah.
Because that's what people, are familiar with.
Well.
And we don't mind doing that. Of course we'd love to play. I'd love to play my own stuff, but I understand also that.
I think it was Ricky Nelson's song, Garden Party. They came to hear the hits, Right. He wanted to play his own stuff, and they wanted to hear they wanted to hear the hits.
Right.
Well, our objective is to make his music the hits.
you've kind of run down the opening part of the festival. Runs through I don't have a mental calendar in front of me, the 13th, 14th?
Okay, so we start the 8th.
Right.
That's a Saturday. We'll start outdoors at the community center, weather permitting. If for some reason it's just torrential rains, monsoon, or we have a tornado coming in our path, which can happen that time of year, we'll move inside to community hall. Then the main stage performance, like I said, with Phil and Brent, will be inside, also on the main stage at the community center. Then on Sunday, we move to Sooner Park. Mm-hmm. Again, weather permitting. If not, we'll be back at the community center. But hopefully we'll be out at Sooner Park at the band shell with the Gothard sisters. Mm-hmm. They are a Celtic folk group. They're fantastic. They're just lovely. In fact, you should see their video. They did a little video promo for us going live sometime this week when Ryan releases it. And then followed by Arielle, who is a child prodigy guitar player. She, I think, is kind of a hero of like Janis Joplin, sort of the 60s, 70s rock and roll era. But this child is amazing. Well, I shouldn't say child. She's a young adult, but she is fantastic. She has a 4-octave range, and we are really excited to have her here. She will be coming from London. She's working on a project, I think, with Queen right now, and she plays for other bands in her guitar capacity. Then we go to Monday night, and for a 35th anniversary special, we have the Tulsa Symphony Orchestra playing An Evening with Mozart. Mm-hmm. So we are thrilled about that. Prior to them going on, we have a piano duo in Community Hall with Martin and Maliton that we're very excited about. Tuesday, we go to Steep Canyon Rangers, which will be at the Community Center, Main Hall. And then we go to Wednesday night, which will be Jenny Lynn at the Bartlesville High School, concert pianist, just wonderful, lovely performer. And we are very thrilled to have her, renowned, obviously, internationally concert pianist. Thursday night is we're welcoming our friends back, Quartetto Gelato. They were here in the late 90s, mm-hmm. and they will be performing again at the Community Center. And then to end it off, we have our Woola Rock Extraordinaire special that we normally have. But this year, we're doing something a little different. We have Mojo, the modern Oklahoma Jazz Orchestra, coming to open it up, followed by the Dallas Brass Band. And so instead of our typical symphony, we decided to do something a little special for our 35th anniversary. And so we think it's going to be a real treat. These guys are not only fantastic, and they played here in the 80s with their musical ensembles, but they are super entertaining. I think they will have the audience really excited and clapping and singing along with a lot of their songs.
Sounds great. So get your tickets now, OKM, and that's our time this morning. They'll be back for another one-on-one real soon. News on the way from CBS. Let's join that in progress. Rain showers bring spring floods. Get flood insurance at Phoenix Insurance, 918-336-5460. This is KWON Bartlesville, K227 CQ Bartlesville.
An access list. So they reached out to the club, and it was club security that made the decision that because she had the same last name as a member, they were likely related, and she should have access.
Well, new details emerging as investigators.